Hedy Frommings was born Hedvika Hunigenova in 1926. In the late 1940s, she left Czechoslovakia, moving to the UK, where she had spent the war years with her English husband. To maintain ties with her home country, she became an active member of the British Czech Friendship League and a spin-off organization, the Beskydy Dancers Music and Dance Group. She eventually became the leader of the latter almost three decades ago. In this, the second part of our interview, Mrs. Frommings tells us all about her experiences with the Beskydy Dancers.
From 77, I ran the group, and I then tried to broaden it in one sense, and that is that we'd had a bit more close ties, which was not easy in those days, with folk groups in Czechoslovakia itself. So first I took the group on just trips to the folk festivals just to watch and to absorb the atmosphere and to listen and to learn and to dance. And we did that twice, 82 and 84.
You mean you went to Czechoslovakia?
Yep. The only way we could do it, because we obviously couldn't do it without just our own private means, is by some kind of sponsorship. And in those days, the cooperative movement, as it is here, was very keen to sponsor us. So we had a reciprocal arrangement. A Czech group would come over, or a Slovak group. In those days, it was alternating. And the co-op would finance us to a very large degree, maybe not 100%, but we could go out there. And so we did three of such tours.
And how was it for you going back to Czechoslovakia with a dance troupe, so to speak? Was it a strange experience?
Not really, because I had been back fairly regularly to see my parents, who were in the north. Now, the north is not a place that was particularly good on folklore, because it had been a mixed community and didn't go back quite as far as things in Moravia and Slovakia. So Moravia and Slovakia was for me new, and it was just a fantastic atmosphere in these folk festivals. I had been to a couple during my student days, but those were the very beginnings. There wasn't really all that much going on. But the organization and the money offered for all the organizing all these groups and so on was obviously really very colorful and very impressive. So I think all the people I took were very impressed. So again, there was a spin-off for them joining the British Czech Friendship League. All that went on until 1968, when there was a big upheaval, and the British Czechoslovak Friendship League just, you know, fizzled out or was totally rejected, and the British Czech and Slovak Association was formed.
Sorry, if we can just jump, so to speak, to the present. If I can ask you, who are the members today of the Beskydy Dancers? I know you play music from Bohemia, Moravia and Slovakia.
It is quite an interesting pattern. When the changeover came, complete Velvet Revolution came, we thought we'd have a lot of Czechs, influx of young people who might come and join. Now, that has not been the pattern, because those young Czechs that come over here, they want to do two things. They want to either study or work. And as for culture, they would like to experience everything that's going on here. Not so much harping back to what they were doing, maybe even doing, some may not even done it at all. So there was a very small percentage. But we have two sort of groups, really, within the dance group. And that is what we call the oldies, the people who joined quite 20 years ago, maybe, even when they were very young. And they are sometimes, not always, but sometimes they have one parent who was a Czech and married an English person. But sometimes they are just people who went out there for whatever reason and really loved this folklore idea, you know, the sitting in a wine bar in Moravia and experiencing all this wonderful singing around as well as the wine, you know, somehow enthused people. So we did have odd people from that. When, as I say, the changeover came, we didn't have all that. We had a few au pair girls who really missed their dancing and stayed with us. But usually the problem was they didn't stay very long, because their jobs were usually 6 months to a year maximum. And so that was really the picture from 89 onwards through the 90s, although we still had quite a strong group even in the 90s. Around about 2000, things started to change. Young people were not quite so rooted in the place where they had always been. They traveled around, they looked for work, or they looked for different studies, or they went off to do something else. So it is much less stable now, and we are down to quite a small group. Also, the Slovak element, I just have to say, there were a lot of, and still are, a lot of young Slovaks coming over here. But they were so strong in their numbers and in their talent and in their dedication to folklore that they have formed their own group. In fact, there are two groups. And there's one separate one, which is only just a musical group, which sometimes plays with them and sometimes doesn't. So that they are very strong in their own right. And we must admit that we do predominantly Czech and Moravian dances, and we couldn't really do all that very, very... energetic type of Slovak dancing, which is required for the best of their folklore. You know, you really have to be young, energetic, and talented as well, let's say. We are a sort of real amateur group. We have a very good band, but they have found that since we are having a fairly stable repertoire, because people are not so gifted that they can learn a new dance, you know, every other month, we tend to have the same repertoire, which means it's a bit boring for them to keep on playing the same thing. So they formed their own group, which now has a larger repertoire of also other Central European music, Balkan music, klezmer music, and, you know, very wide spectrum. But they come together with us if we have a big performance.
And you still dance?
I don't, no. I announce in costume. I did occasionally sing. I think I haven't got really the voice to sing anymore. I shall be 80 in 3 weeks' time. So I think we have to see, although the group say, oh, yes, you can still step in with a song or two if it's necessary for them to change a costume.
I